Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nardi Marasi Shiyuchyu. And the schus Moshe Peshnari Son Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Harav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora. Matan Ben Sarah. Sosha Chole Yisrael. Shani Chana Bas Malka, Baruch Batzlacha B'chum HaSei Yadeha, Yosef Eliyahu Ben Rivka Chava, and we are Chaya Chavit Fega Bas Michali Dispasia. We are continuing our series of Shiulim in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. We are in Perek He Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, כל הארצות שקיים שישראל במלך על פי בית דין, הרי זה כיבוש רבים, הרי היא כארץ ישראל שכבש ירישוע לכל דבר. והוא כשכבש אחר כיבוש ארץ ישראל, האמורה בתורה. All the lands that the Jewish people captured with the king, based on the bait din, is considered a conquest of the rabbin, and therefore it has the status of Eretz Yisrael L'chol Dabar. And that's provided, and just as when Yoshua conquered it. If you have a din of Kibush Rabim, and the Rabim make a conquest, when they conquer a place, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, just as if Yoshua had conquered it. And that's provided, Shekvasho Achal Kibush Eretz Yisrael, it was conquered after the Eretz Yisrael that was stated in the Torah was conquered. In other words, we have the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael in the Torah, delineated in the Torah. So after that was taken care of, after that was already captured, then you can make a Kibush Rabim of other places. The Rambam, and we're going to base our analysis, as always, we've been Baruch Hashem, many, many dozens of Shiurim on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, based the Torah of Maran, Gaon HaGadol, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Rabbi, HaDavid Yitzchak Mandel Tzal. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Tumas in Halacha Beis writes, Eretz Yisrael HaAmura B'chol Mokoyim, Hi Ba'aratzot Shekivshan Melech Yisrael, O Navi Midat Rov Yisrael, V'zeu HaNikra Kibush Rabim, Eretz Yisrael, that's stated in every place, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael in Halacha, we're talking about those places that were captured by a Jewish king or a prophet, Midas Rov Yisrael. The agreement of most of the Jewish people. And that's called Kibush Rabim. So you have a Melech, a Navi, Das Rov Yisrael. It's Kibush Rabim. So we see from this Rambam in Tumas 1-2, that the Ikar is Talui, what makes it part of Eretz Yisrael, what gives it the status of Eretz Yisrael, that it's a kibush of Kol Yisrael, like the Rambam says. Midas Rov Yisrael. And here, the Rambam says it depends on whether it's Alpi based. Kol HaRotzo is Shekoivshin Yisrael B'melech Alpi Beisdin. Here it doesn't say it's bigger Alpi Beisdin. Here it says it's Midas Rov Yisrael. Here it's Alpi Beisdin. And he doesn't mention Rov Yisrael. Wow. So look there in the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit on the Rambam. And as Rabbeinu explained earlier in 5:1, Os Beis, Das Yisrael and Das Beis Din is the same. Because based in Hagadol is Das Yisrael. You want to know what the Jewish people are thinking halachically? That would depend on what the Beis Din thinks. The Beis Din is representing the Jewish people. Das Beis Din is Das Yisrael. It's the same thing. Das Beis Din is Das Yisrael. And that's what Rabbeinu talks about at length earlier. Again, Perek Hei Halach Aleph. So maybe you can say Pashit. But here it says Das Kol Yisrael, Rov Yisrael, and there it says Das Beis Din, and the answer is Hainuach. It's El Bizach. But still, we have to understand Why in Hilchos Trumos does the Rambam write the Yisoid Adin, that it's Midas Rov Yisrael, and he doesn't write the Lamaisa, because the Lamaisa is Das Basin. And here, the Rambam writes the Lamaisa, the Basin, and he omits the Yisoid Adin, the abstract principle that it's Das Rov Yisrael. So we have to understand the stira between the Rambam here, in Trumos, in Malachim 5:6, and in Trumos 1:2. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, writes as follows, Ha'aratzot, Shekavash David, Chutz Le'eretz Kinan, Kigon, Aram Nahorayim, Ve'aram Tzova, Ve'achlab, וכיוצא בהם, אף על פי שמלך ישראל הוא, ועל פי בית דין הגדול הוא עושה, אינו כארץ ישראל לכל דבר, ולא כחוץ לארץ לכל דבר, כגון בבל ומצרים, אלא יצאו מכלל חוץ לארץ, ולהיותן כארץ ישראל, לא הגיעו. The lands that King David captured outside of Eretz Canaan, like Aram Naharaim, Aram Tzov, Assyria, even though he was the king of Israel, and even though he was acting based on the Beis Din HaGadol, they're not completely Eretz Yisraelic, and they're not completely Chutz La'aretzic, like Babylonia and Egypt. Rather, Yatzu Mechal Chutz La'aretz, they're no longer considered part of Chutz La'aretz, but they're not Eretz Yisrael either. They're like in the middle of the road. The Radbaz writes, "The mashma sheidulei achisaron shekatav shem Ramba b'kibush tisuria af al pi sheina min haaretz shenitna l'Avraham Avinu yesh lam kiddusha k'shar eretz Yisrael." V'libi mehases ba. ותרמה דווקא לעניין שנוהג בתרומות ומעשרות מן התורה, אבל העניין קידוש עד ארץ ישראל ממש לא, וצריך עיון. Rabba says that if not for the chisaron that the Rambam mentioned, what chisaron did the Rambam mention? The Rambam says that it's not the same level as Eretz Yisrael, because David HaMelech conquered them before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They were still the Zayin Amun in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a proper Kibush Rabim, because before you capture other lands, you have to first capture Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. At the end of the halacha over here, that you have to capture Eretz Yisrael before you get busy capturing outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if not for that chisaron, even though it's not part of the land that was given originally to Abraham, it still has kedusha like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's the it would still have kedusha like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's the mashmos of the Rambam. What the Rambam is that if not for the chisaron of having captured Syria before capturing all of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not part of the land given to Avraham Avinu, it would have the same kedusha as the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And the Radba says is that I'm not so sure about that, because maybe only the Inyan, Trumos and Maisrus, Min HaTorah, you'd say, oh, since it's Kibush Rabim, it's Trumos and Maisrus, Min HaTorah would be a proper Kibush Rabim. You would have Trumos and Maisrus, Min HaTorah. But as far as kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, no, it's not part of the land given to Abraham. Vitzarich Ion, and this requires further investigatia. Investigatia is a word that was made up for investigation. So that's the Radbaz's take on the Rambam. However, I don't want to say with all due respect, because that's a disrespectful way. With all due respect, always introducing something that's not so respectful. So I'm not even going to say that, because I don't want to be respectful to the Radbaz. But it would seem the Hedya not like that from the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam is talking about the Ikur Din of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has not yet started talking about the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus. I'm talking about Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus. The Rambam is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Lacha Aleph, the Rambam talks about Trumas and Maisus. Now in Beis and Gimel, the Rambam is just talking about what's Eretz Yisrael. He's not talking about Dinei Trumas and Maisus. So, he's saying that if you capture Eretz Yisrael properly, if a proper Kibush Rabin, it has Din of Eretz Yisrael Shekavish Yehoshua. So you see that it's Mamish Eretz Yisrael if you do a proper Kibush Rabin. And not the Linyan Trumas and Maisus, but even the Linyan Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Mamish. If that's true, then we have a problem, because according to the Mandi Amar, of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, have a Kibush Yochid Ki Kibush Rabin. According to the Mandi Amar, the Rambam doesn't hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. The Rambam holds that there has to be a Kibush Rabin. But according to the Mandi Amar, it's Mandi Amar, the Gemara, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So the Kibush Yochid is the same status as the Kibush Rabin, that it's Eretz Yisrael L'chol Dover. Because we say Kibush Rabin is Eretz Yisrael L'chol Dover, we hold Kibush Yochid is Kibush Rabin, and Kibush Yochid is also Eretz Yisrael L'chol Dover. However, we see not like that in the Braisa in Gittin. In Gittin on page 8a, we have a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Vishloisha Dorochim, Shofsa Surya, Le'eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Syria is the same as Eretz Yisrael. And three ways it's like Chutz Laretz. How's it like Eretz Yisrael? How's it like Chutz Laretz? Afra tamei kechutz laretz, amalchar abdul asuriy kamalchar lechutz laretz, maybe get kamevi mechutz laretz. So it's afra is tamei like chutz laretz. If you sell your slave, he goes free because it's like selling him to chutz laretz. You bring a get, it's like chutz laretz. It's a funny nechta, funny nechta. And in three ways, Syria is the same as Eretz Yisrael. One, it's chayv b'maisur b'shvius k'Eretz Yisrael. If you want to go on the tower, you can go in. If you buy a field in Syria, it's the same law as buying a field in the provinces of Jerusalem. And then the Gemara explains, Chayevis b'maisir u'b'shviyis b'Eretz Yisrael, because kasavar, kibush yochid, shmei kibush. Although Syria was conquered by an individual, it is incorporated as part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Memela, it's Chayev in Shumas and Maisus. And yet, even though Kibush, Yachid, Shmei Kibush, and it is a din of Shumas and Maisus, that's Chayev in Shumas and Maisus, like Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, what do we see before in the Gemara and the Braisa? That Afara tamei kechutz laretz. The afar is tamei. So you see that it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's a big kasha. Rambam here says that kibush rabin gives it kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Then according to the Man D'Amar, kibush yachid shmei kibush, it would have the same din as a kibush rabin. And that would mean that it would have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the afar wouldn't be tamei. And you see in the Gemara that Surya offer is tamei, even though it's chayav in Trumas and Maisus. Only the Dinei Kedush, Dinei Trumas and Maisus, Dinei Maisu Shviyas, it has a Dinei of Eretz Yisrael, but it's still not holy. So the Rambam is against the Gemara, as I like to joke. The Rambam Lashitaso against the Sukkim. Okay, so now we move on. Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, right? We learn these Rambams. We like to pile up the kashas, and then we like to present the mahalach, and then answer them one by one. So, weiter, the Meiri in Gittin writes, Ulufi sug yezu, chayevis min hatoira, b'nei shekibush yochi, v'inyin ze, shmei kibush, v'af apichen, ein shav legamri v'eretz Yisrael, b'nei, Shakov Shakoidim Shiyichbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael. והניח שם מזין עממי, והתאים רום רב והוי ריש השם, ואחר כך כל מוקום אשר תדרוך כף רגלכם, וכך ישנו יהיה בספרי. So the Meiri in Gittin writes that according to this sugya, it's chayav min ha-Torah, and shumas in maisles, because kibush yachid, as far as this is concerned, is called a kibush. And nevertheless, it's not completely the same as Eretz Yisrael, because it was captured before all of Eretz Yisrael was captured. And he left some of the seven nations were still there, and therefore it wasn't a proper kibush rabim. It was only a kibush yachid. And the Torah says, verse v'harish Hashem, first you have to get rid of the enemies, and then kol makom asher tidrach kaf rakachem. And then wherever your foot treads is going to be Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we see in the Sifri. So we see in the Meiri that he learns the Sifri, that it's talking according to the Man D'Amar, that Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush. That if Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush, then it's going to be a Kibush, but it's not going to be the same as Eretz Yisrael. Still not going to be on the same level of Eretz Yisrael, even if you hold Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush. What does the Sifri say? We've spoken about this in the past. Remember, we gave over a beautiful shiur once from our Rav Ozer Shlita, the great Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva's Itri. Itri sounds like such a Israeli name, but it's really Rosh Yeshiva in English, Israeli Torah Research Institute. So it's a funny story about the name. Maybe for another time. Al kol panim, the Sifri says, kol makom b'chulei, v'im l'lamid al tchum Eretz Yisrael, like v'ar ne'amar me'am b'par ha'levana. Ma tam l'lam r'kol ha'makom, amalam kol makom sh'tich v'shuchutz me'am ha'makom v'sa'ilu, ha'rei hu shalachem. O'en el r'shus b'yadam l'chboish, chutz l'aretz, ad sh'layim p'shu v'sa'aretz, amalam r'vi r'ashtem, v'chak ha'k kol makom, שלא תאר את הסיום מטעמי בגיל אליהם אתם חוויץ ומחייב שום חוץ לארץ. So the Sifri says, wherever you step is going to be yours. And if it's telling us about the event boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, it already tells us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Me'ad Mibar, Baal Vanon. So what does it teach us when it says, Kol HaMakom? It said, wherever God is saying, wherever you where you capture, except for these places, except for Eretz Yisrael proper is yours. Or maybe he's just saying that it's rishus for them to capture Chutz La'aretz before they capture Eretz Yisrael. No. V'yirashtim. And then kol makom. That Eretz Yisrael shouldn't become tameh, but they're avodah zarah, and you're busy capturing Chutz La'aretz. Harei shekavshu Chutz La'aretz. Minayin shemitzis na'ot Hashem. So now that they captured Chutz La'aretz after Eretz Yisrael, how do we know they keep mitzvahs there? V'hayata dan, em makan yeh, v'nem alam yeh. V'hayam orkam mitzvah no gosham, afalan mitzvah no gosham. So we learn from Zeru Shava, yeh yeh, just like here by yeh, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs are melech, so too, by capturing Chutz La'aretz, it says yeh, and therefore mitzvahs are melech. In Torah of Ne'em Makav Shtavi, Aram no raim, ben mitzvah no gosham, r'david, עשה שלא כתארה. תורה אמרה מי שתיך בשביל הארץ אתם רשאים. עשה יבוס של סמך לשם לא הריש. קדוש ברוך הוא סמך לפלט ששלא הרשת את התחוי זה במחה באש. So why did David do that? Why did David capture Syria, Aram Narayim, before he captures Eretz Yisrael? Why did he capture it? And mitzvahs aren't knowing there. So what was he busy capturing it for? And the answer is that David did it improperly. He did against the Torah. The Torah says, first capture Eretz Yisrael, then capture Chutz La'aretz. And what David HaMelech said, and what David HaMelech did, is that first David HaMelech had captured from Chutz La'aretz. And the Ovi Avodah Zarah was still, the Yavusi, the Jebusites were still next to Yerushalayim. They were busy sacrificing their children to the gods. They were busy doing all their Avodah Zarah nonsense. Today you have woke nonsense. Back then it was Avodah Zarah nonsense. But I think in every generation has their special nonsense. Akopanim, David did it incorrectly. Hashem said, next to my palace, you haven't displaced the Goyim, dispossessed the Goyim. What are you busy capturing other places for? You're busy capturing Atinak and the five towns. You haven't captured Akko and Natsrat and Chves, and Beersheba. Capture Eretz Yisrael first. So Tosfos and Gittin, 8a, Dibra Maaskul Kibush. Avodah Zarah, 21a, Dibra Maaskul Kibush. Rambam, Chumash 1:3. Ramban Alatoros, of Parshas Eikev. They write that that's the reason of the man de'omar kibush yochid lo shmei kibush. Why is kibush yochid lo shmei kibush? Because what are you capturing? What are you capturing chutz la'aretz before you capture Eretz Yisrael? That's how Tosfos says it's called a kibush yochid, because it was undertaken before all of Eretz Yisrael proper was conquered and allocated to the people. So, since it was conquered as a kibush yachid, Memela, it doesn't get, it's not chayv in Shumas and Maaser, it's not chayv in the dinim. Ain't mitzvahs noagos shem. Why are there no mitzvahs there? Because it's not a proper kibush. So this is the time of the man de'omar, kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. And not that suri as chayv b'chumis u'maisus, that's only a din de'rabona. That's how a lot of people learn the sifri. However, the Me'iri understands the sifri differently. The Me'iri learns that the sifri is according to the man de'omar, that kibush yochid shmei kibush. And the nidon, the issue, the subject, is that Syria is not mamish like Eretz Yisrael. Why is Syria not mamish like Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, it's because samach leplatrim, next to the king's palace, you haven't captured. And now you're going to chutz la'aretz to start capturing, not pitam. So the Mela, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael Agamre, like the Yuri says, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush V'afo Picha Inein V'shev L'Gamre L'Eretz Yisrael, because you haven't uprooted the Goyim yet from Eretz Yisrael, so Memela, your Kibush outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't give that area the same status as Eretz Yisrael. No, it's a proper Kibush, but it's not as holy as Eretz Yisrael. Again, the other Rishonim learn that the Sifri is Grand Manu Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush. And Mela is not Chiv Trumas Maaser all Chutz La'aretz. Medayi Laisa just the Rabbana. Miri says it's according to Manu Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And the Nidon is that Siri is not Eretz Yisrael Mamish. And in that it says, some of the Platrim, what you captured next to my palace, but not the palace itself. And so is Mefurish and Rabbeinu Hillel, Rosh Hashim is at Tzala Futner, wrote a Perish on Rabbeinu Hillel on the Sifri, not as well known, unfortunately, as it's Paravitra. But he has the Chidushim over there as well. I'll call upon him, as I remember. So the Nidon and the Sifri is that Rabbeinu Hillel says, "Well, mashallah, hoshiv sham David mipnei Yisrael." Ayin sham Rabbeinu Hillel. Behind the mesh, the male law, how you saw your mitzvah, see, she wears a swell. Now, there comes the fish and a carrot to sell me some summer for plancher. In other words, the Sifri is saying that, according to Rabbeinu Hillel, that in Surya there was no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And why not? And on that, the Sifri explains that it's not like Eretz Yisrael, because David HaMelech didn't capture Samach LePlatrin. He didn't eliminate, eject the Jebusites, the Yavusis. So Ma Pitom that he's capturing in Chutz La'aretz. So the Melech in Syria, there's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And now we answer the kasha we asked earlier. If we hold that kibush yachid shmei kibush, then why isn't there a din? Why isn't there not the regular kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? According to that opinion, according to the Meiri that we saw before, he said kibush yachid shmei kibush, but it's not shavu legamri Eretz Yisrael. So that's according to Rabbi Nachman, what the Sifri is saying, that it is that kibush yachid is shmei kibush. And even though kibush yachid is shmei kibush, nevertheless, David didn't have people settle there because it says there's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Because Samach LePlatrin, you don't capture next to the palace, so what are you capturing far away? So that explains why Syria is not Eretz Yisrael Mamish, then you should make Kibush. But we have to understand the gather over here. If Samach LePlatrin, that you didn't capture next to the palace, you didn't reject, you didn't expel the Zayin Amim in Eretz Yisrael, then what are you capturing Chutz La'aretz for? So if that's a chisaron in the din of Kol Makom Asher Tidro, so Mehechet Heisi, that you're going to be Mechayiv in Shumas and Maisris. Like the Meiri says, that's chayv and shumas and maisus, mena Torah. But if it's a chisaron in the din of kol mokom asher tidroch, so meichit eisi to be mechayv and shumas and maisus. And if it's not a chisaron in kol mokom asher tidroch, then it's keretz Yisrael mamish. And the Meiri says that it's not keretz Yisrael mamish. So which one is it? If it's a chisaron in kol mokom asher tidroch, then it shouldn't be chayv and shumas and maisus. The Meiri says it is chayv and shumas and maisus based on the sugya of the Gemara. And if it's not a chisaron in kol makom, then it should be mamish keretz Yisrael. And the Meiri says that it's not mamish keretz Yisrael. So why isn't Syria like Eretz Yisrael? So we need to understand this Meiri. So Meiri Hashem, in the next year, we still have more kashas to present. And hopefully we'll see Niflos Miteres Hashem. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.